part domicile, part fortress, the stronghold's halls were busy with household staff and military personnel scurrying to and fro, each tending to their respective duties. They bowed or saluted appropriately as Mar passed, his long strides taking him directly to the communications room.
"Put me in contact with Darth Carid," he told the officer in charge.
"At once, my lord,"
she told him, then barked out a quick series of orders to her three-person staff. Mar would have preferred to deliver the details of the Dark Council's meeting to Carid in person, but time was of the essence. He wanted to speak with her before she heard the whispers and rumors of what had happened so he could mitigate her reaction.
"The Ascendant Spear has received our signal, Darth Mar," the officer confirmed. "Decryption may take a few seconds."
Mar nodded, knowing there was no possible way any of the other members of the Council or anyone from the Republic could overhear what was about to be said. Even if they somehow intercepted the signal he was transmitting, it would be impossible to decode without a black cipher, the Empire's encryption device. Developed by Imperial Intelligence before the organization collapsed, the black ciphers were the most advanced encryption machines ever devised. Apart from the ones installed on the Empire's 15 largest capital ships, including the Ascendant Spear, there were only two others. One in the office of the Imperial Minister of Logistics, and one in Darth Mar's possession. The hollow image flickered and materialized before him as the cipher unscrambled the incoming return signal to reveal Darth Carid. Her bright emerald skin and long black hair, some gathered in a topknot, some flowing down her back, were muted by the blue-tinged hollow signal. She had high, prominent cheekbones, a flawless complexion, and a sharp, well-proportioned nose and chin. But there was a vaguely disconcerting reptilian hint to her exotic features, particularly around her cold, dead eyes. And in Carid's case, the exquisite symmetrical perfection so common to her species was marred by the prominent tattoos and cybernetic implants that completely covered the left side of her face.
"Darth Mar, I was expecting your call."
From the hollow, Mar recognized that she had relayed his incoming signal to the seclusion of her private command pod deep inside the Ascendant Spear. The complex network of biomechanical interfaces that allowed Carid to become one with Darth Mechas' marvelous warship framed her image. Dozens of long, thin wires snaking out from the walls and ceiling and into the back of Carid's neck and skull.
"Leave us,"
Mar commanded, and the communications officer and her staff vanished from the room.
"You spoke with the other members of the Dark Council?"
Carid asked once they were alone.
"The ones that matter,"
Mar said.
"And what was their reaction?"
"They agreed that you are a strong candidate,"
Mar said, choosing his words carefully.
"But there are some who expressed concerns."
"Who?"
Carid demanded, her face twisting in anger.
"Ravage? That old fool wreaked this?"
"It doesn't matter. The Council must reach a consensus to bring in a new member."
"Is it because I am Foleen?"
"There are other concerns. You were Malgus's apprentice for many years. His actions will always color your reputation."
"Malgus was a traitor,"
Carid spat out, her bright green skin taking on a reddish hue, reflecting her heightened emotional state.
"But I have done more to support the Imperial war effort than anyone."
"Those of us who have dedicated our lives in the service of the Dark Council might disagree,"
Mar replied coldly.
"I meant no disrespect, Darth Mar."